Marco Werman, and this is The World. Mexico is one of the most dangerous places on earth for journalists. Drug traffickers try to silence Mexican reporters with threats of violence. Officials try to intimidate them with abuse and harassment. We've discussed this many times here on The World, just last Friday, in fact. And then, over the weekend, the news from Mexico City confirmed all of the above in a brutal way. A photojournalist murdered in the Mexican capital, the very place where he'd fled to after receiving threats back home. Ruben Espinoza had been working in Veracruz for the news magazine Proceso. I asked Sebastian Aguirre about this case. He's in Mexico City with Article 19, an advocacy group that monitors the safety of journalists.
Ruben did a lot of work in Veracruz regarding social protests, but he also was very outspoken about the aggressions to other journalists. He received several threats and harassments. The reasons why Ruben escaped Veracruz was not only because of the threats directed towards him, but the general context of impunity and violence towards the press. There is no reliable authorities journalists can appeal to for their protection. So the easier way was to leave Veracruz and come to Mexico City.
How much does it worry you that Espinoza was killed in Mexico City after he'd fled there for his safety?
Well, it's very worrying because Mexico City used to be this safe place for journalists. But apparently this has changed, and Mexico City is becoming more and more violent towards the press. It is the first time that something like this happens to a journalist, which sends a very, very frightening message.
Yeah, so there was a vigil, part vigil, part protest, I gather, last night for Ruben Espinoza. What were people saying there?
Well, there was shock amongst everybody, because we have to remember that Ruben was murdered along with other women. And one of them was also from Veracruz. She used to be an activist in Veracruz. So it's quite worrying that two people from Veracruz that came to Mexico City, what happened is just shocking. And during the protests and the march, well, the general thoughts were demanding for justice and for a proper investigation to know what actually happened and why. Because most aggressions towards journalists are impunity in Mexico. We've documented 88 cases of murders from 2000. So we don't want this to be another case of impunity. We don't want this to be another case where the perpetrators do not face trial. We want the family. They have the right. The victims have the right. The society, we have the right to know what happens and why did this happen to Ruben.
Well, at a press conference yesterday, the police said only that they were investigating all leads. How hopeful are you that the police are going to handle this case properly?
To be honest, we're doubtful because the authorities that are supposed to investigate all problem links don't actually investigate the link between their work and the aggressions. For them, it's quite easier to link it to general crime, towards a personal issue, but they never fully investigate their publications, the people they were talking to, their sources. They never investigate what they were working on as a probable link towards their murders or the attacks.
I just want to ask you finally about Ruben Espinoza himself. What was his contribution to finding the truth in Mexico?
I would say it's not only Ruben's work, but what he did to be very outspoken towards the aggression against journalists in Veracruz. So I think Ruben was one of those people you will always find in a protest, marching along side by side. Anytime there was an aggression, anytime there was an attack against the press, he would be there. So that's the memory I actually have of him, always being present and denouncing impunity and denouncing the lack of due investigation.
Sebastian Aguirre is with the advocacy group Article 19. Thank you very much for your time.
No, thank you.